If your brand were a person, would it be speaking consistently or having an identity crisis? If your marketing team feels like it's spinning in circles, if your agency keeps hitting the brief but missing the mark, it's not because they're not talented. That's because you didn't have a brand problem to start with. Branding isn't about making things look different. Otherwise, you're just redecorating the lounge room while the house is on fire. Welcome to the Marketing Factory, where we don't blend in. I'm Marissa Candy, founder and award-winning marketer. And for over two decades, I've helped businesses think differently about their marketing and achieve powerful results. In this podcast, I'll share proven strategies so that you can create profitable marketing campaigns that drive real impact for your business. Ready to turn clarity into action? Let's get started. Today, we're tackling something I see far too often, not just with CMOs or big agencies, but with business owners and founders of all stripes. You think your brand is broken, but it's not. What usually is broken, or at least off track, is the strategy behind it, or even the lack of having one. So in the next 10 minutes, we're going to explore how to spot when creative isn't the real problem, what brand strategy actually means, and how to stop wasting time fixing what looks broken when what's actually broken is what you can't see on a mood board. Right, let's get into it. Here's how it usually starts. Your website feels outdated, social engagement's dropping, your campaigns look nice but aren't cutting through. So someone says those magic words, "The brand is feeling tired. Maybe we need a refresh." So you bring in the new agency, new colours, a shinier logo, everything looks amazing, and then nothing changes. Nothing happens. Sales stay flat. Customers stay confused. The needle doesn't move. That's because you didn't have a brand problem to start with. You had a strategy problem. Branding isn't about making things look different. It's about making them look distinctive in a way that's strategically aligned with your business and your audience. Otherwise, you're just redecorating the lounge room while the house is on fire. So how do you know if it's not your brand but your strategy that's off? Here are a few red flags. Your campaigns are visually great but tell different stories. Internal teams can't explain what the brand actually stands for. Messaging flips across channels. Email says one thing, LinkedIn says another. And when someone asks, "Why are we doing this campaign?" there's a long pause. If your creative feels like it's yelling into the void, or worse, trying to be everything to everyone, it's not a creative problem. It's a strategic disconnect. And when your team's creating from confusion instead of clarity, it doesn't matter how brilliant the execution is, it simply won't land. So let's set the record straight. Brand strategy isn't just a document. It's the connective tissue between your business goals, your customer insights, and your creative direction. It's what gives your brand focus. It's what makes the message consistent, and it's what gives your team the confidence to create on brand every time. I've seen beautiful campaigns flop because they weren't grounded in strategy. I've also seen clunky looking campaigns absolutely smash it because the positioning was spot on, the audience was clear, and the message had some grunt. The difference wasn't the design, it was the strategic clarity behind it. So where do we all tend to go off track? Let me break down a few common traps that I see. Thinking creative is a solution when it's just the expression of strategy. Pouring budget, dollars, dollars, dollars into ad while the brand story is fuzzy. Falling into reactive marketing mode. Quick, run something. It's end of financial year. And mistaking a logo tweak for a full brand transformation. The truth is this, a rebrand without strategic depth is like changing the sign on your shop while still selling the same confusing product inside. Customers don't care about the polish. They care about the promise. So how do we fix this? Here's where I recommend starting. Run a quick brand alignment audit. Are your values, your voice, your tone and visuals telling the same story? Reconnect to business goals. Is your brand actively supporting what you're trying to achieve right now? And ask the tough questions. Who are we really for? What do we stand for? What are we fighting against in the market? And get some strategic thinkers at the table. Whether it's internal or external, you need to bring people in who can bridge brand and business, not just execution. Because when your strategy is clear, the creative flows with purpose. Let me leave you with this question. If your brand were a person, would it be speaking consistently? Or having an identity crisis? If your marketing team feels like it's spinning in circles, if your agency keeps hitting the brief but missing the mark, it's not because they're not talented. It's because they're being asked to decorate confusion, and no amount of polish can fix that. Just quickly, if you're a business owner struggling to see results from your marketing, or you're overwhelmed by the thought of marketing your business, we can help. Book in a call with my team using the link in the show notes, and let's get your brand thriving without the struggle. Now, back to the episode. So to bring this into a bit of reality, let's bring this to life. I'm going to share with you a little case study that we have going on right now in our agency. We've got a client that's currently considering a big brand rework, a big brand strategy. Let's redo everything. Let's get it aligned. Now, this work is not going to be done by our agency, but I can tell you, because we've worked with this client for a really long time, they don't actually need a rebrand. What they actually need is more customers. A rebrand is not going to deliver you necessarily more customers straight away. Remember, rebranding is long-term. So this is where we need to bring in some strategists, some people that can look at the business and assess it for what it needs right now. Go back to basics. What do we want the next piece of work that comes from the marketing department to do? Do we need it to increase awareness? Do we need it to increase sales? Do we need to increase our engagement? What are we trying to do? And then once we know what the outcome is, we can build a strategy to solve it. So just because something isn't firing internally, it doesn't necessarily mean to go straight to brand, because let's face it, right? Rebranding is expensive for any business of any size. Think about everywhere that your logo is positioned, your signage on uniforms, on stationery, across all your online applications, right? Every single piece of printed marketing merchandise, billboards that you have invested money into has to change. And that's expensive. You might have a fleet of vehicles driving around with your brand on it, okay? So we really need to stop and think before we think that the brand is broken. We might just have to go back to the strategy, because the money that you are about to spend to invest into brand, if you push it into, say, a sales campaign that the business really needs right now to bring in new customers, that's going to drive revenue. And what are you going to do with that revenue? Probably reinvest it into brand. Probably reinvest it into another sales campaign. There's so many other levers that you could be landing on in your business to get that outcome. We don't want you to think just because you think the brand is tired, just because you think the customers aren't clicking anymore, drill down into it. Make sure that what you think is broken actually is. So let's say this is your business. It's currently turning over a couple of million in revenue, but sales are flatlining, possibly declining. Okay, what do we do? What do we do first? What do we do next? Great question. Glad you've asked. Other than engage the experts and someone that is a marketing strategist that can really pinpoint this stuff from the outset, this is what you can do internally with your team, or engage a professional. You need to see and understand firstly what is causing the flatline or decline. Because in marketing, we've got different marketing tactics for every stage of a business's lifestyle. What we do when we're in our infancy and growth is very different to what we do in marketing at maturity and decline. There's different things that need to be addressed. We do have to look at our brand. We do have to look at our customer reach and engagement. We have to look at our new customer acquisition as well as our churn rate. Are people just leaving us? Are people staying with us for short periods of time but not coming back? Where in the line of your business, of your customer journey, where in that line are people, clients, customers dropping off? Where is sales falling down? When you can identify where you're losing a potential sale, you can then build a strategy to fix that problem. So just say you had put an ad to market and it's getting clicked on, you're getting all this engagement, but at the end of the day, no one's buying. Why aren't they buying? You're scratching your head, you're paying for these ads, you're paying for the clicks, and people are going, hell yes, I want a piece of that. But then when they get to your checkout, they're like, hell nah, that's not for me. So if that was the example we're talking about, we might be having a pricing problem here. We might be pricing way beyond people's expectations, right? Which doesn't mean you just run out there and put a big X through it and slash the prices and drop your pants, which means, we say goodbye to profit. What we actually do is we have to build value around what we are expecting or pricing ourselves at. Build value around the product, around the service, so people can see that this investment is superior. This investment is better than any competitive offer. And I go back to talking about this island I want you to build. Build something so unique so that no one can deliver that unless they row their boat to your island, okay? Because then you're not competing. You're standing on your own. You're saying, hey, if you want this, you got to see me, or else you got to go away and try to manifest that for yourself. Hope that all makes sense and brings some life to an actual example that we're dealing with at the moment. So to wrap up, great creative can only thrive when the strategy behind it is strong, aligned, and crystal clear. So before you redesign, you relaunch, or rebrand, get curious about your strategy. Is it still doing the heavy lifting, or has it quietly checked out? Thanks for tuning into The Marketing Factory. If today's episode helped bring clarity to your marketing strategy, please leave a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. And don't forget to subscribe on your favorite platform. Stay connected with us on the socials at The Marketing Factory or at The Marketing Factory AUS, and let's keep turning clarity into action.